So how many hats have you ruined on Shabbos because you get soaked? You don't use an umbrella on Shabbos. The question is, why don't you use an umbrella on Shabbos? Are there any heterim to use an umbrella? Maybe if you keep the umbrella open from before Shabbos, then you could use it on Shabbos. Let's see. So are umbrellas mutter on Shabbos or not? So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tes Vav has a very interesting case where it talks about a table or some type of bed where it's asr mita k'shemayim midim, also asr waniach raglayim t'chila waniach aleim k'roshim. You're not going to set up the feet first, then put on the boards. Rather, you should put on the boards first and then set up the feet. Why? Because since this is not the normal way that you build a bed, it's not considered building an ohel, building a tent on Shabbos, and that would be permitted. Says Shulchan Aruch, that's only if the legs have poles, boards in between the legs. So in other words, you have one leg, two leg, three leg, four legs, you have boards on the side. But, says Shulchan Aruch, aval raglayim shel mito shelanu, our beds, which don't have any boards on the side, or our tables, which are just four, legs without any boards surrounding it, mutter b'chol gavne. It's permitted completely. It's not considered a problem of making an ohel. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because since this is only a temporary structure, Eino miskaven ba'asiyos l'shem ohel tachtov. When you build that table, what's the point of a table? To eat on the table, not to cover, it's not to make an ohel over the ground. So says the Mishnah Berurah, since that's the case, he says it only happens to be, it makes a tent, but that's not your intent to make that tent. It's therefore only forbidden if there are boards around the sides as well. So in other words, it would sound from here that maybe an umbrella would be permitted because there are no walls around the sides of an umbrella. Right, a tablecloth would be fine because the point of the tablecloth is not to cover up the ground. The point of a tablecloth is to put on the table. It's so you could eat on the table.
So when you're talking about the bed on four corners that has woods, if the bed is there before Shabbos, could you use it?
Oh, so could you use it on Shabbos? That would seemingly not be a problem. But the question is, what about making
old-fashioned beds?
Yeah, to make them.
Not one that way.
You have to make it. We'll see. We'll talk about it in a minute. What happens if you have to make something on Shabbos? But so comes along the Shulchan Aruch in a different place, in Shin Aleph, and says, wait one second. Maybe your hat itself is a problem. Famous Shulchan Aruch, which says, Kovav, someone has a hat, Shumispashit Wawan Rosha Tefach, you've got a huge brim, which is a tefach long. You're not allowed to wear the hat on Shabbos because it's making a tent. So that's a little bit confusing because there's no mechitza, there's no surrounding area. A hat is just a flat tent on your head. There's no walls around the hat. So why is that forbidden? So comes along the Bar Halacha and he explains. He says, based on all of this, he says, how am I going to understand an umbrella? And the Bar Halacha says, so he says in Shin Tes Vav Osches, he says, what about, he says, Vine al Dvar Nesias umbrella, Vua Gago Senosima Roshan, this is something you put over your head because of the sun or the rain, Ulishonu Kornoso Parasol, right, in a fancy word for umbrella, right, in English is a parasol. So, Rabu Achronim Bezeb Besifraim, he says, many people talk about it, and he says, of a derech klau, yesh harbi vaharbi shemach mirin vaors osrin, many people forbid it, Shalo Lefarson Beshabis Mitam Oel, because you're creating an oel. He says, it's no different than the hat with a wide brim. Why would that be any different to have an umbrella on Shabbos? You're creating an ohel. What about you're going to tell me you're not intending to make an ohel? You're not intending to make an ohel? He says, well, fine. But still, what is the point of the umbrella? The point of the umbrella is to protect you. So he says, even though the umbrella is only temporary. Even though there are no walls surrounding the umbrella, it's not like you're putting yourself in some type of box over your head. It's just a flat top or a whatever, an oval top. There's no mechitzas surround it. It should maybe be permitted. He says, no, because the point of the umbrella is to protect you. Since the point is to protect you, says the Be'er Halacha, in the name of the Noda Be'Yehuda and others, it is forbidden to open up an umbrella on Shabbos because you're making an ohel. Comes along the Chassam Sofer and he gives three reasons why it should be permitted. Chassam Sofer, at least the Oraisa. He says, first of all, it's only temporary, the umbrella. Number two, he says, it's a walking OL. You can't have a walking OL. OL, by definition, a tent is permanent. Since an umbrella is a moving umbrella, therefore it should not be a problem. And also three, says there's no walls surrounding the side, and therefore the Chassam Sofer says maybe it's not a Doraisa, but maybe there's a Darabbanan involved, and therefore you should err on the side of not having an umbrella. But already the Chassam Sofer already started to say perhaps there is a heter in wearing this, having an umbrella, but most other poskim forbid. What about the case of a folding chair? Are you allowed to open up a folding chair on Shabbos? Because you're creating a tent by opening it up. So it comes along the poskim and the Shulchan Aruch and says, well, this folding chair is not a problem. You know why? Because it's Ovid Vikoy. What does that mean? It's there already. Do you have both parts of the folding chair there when it's folded? Yeah. What do you have to do? You're just simply opening it up. It's Ovid Vikoy. It's already there. You're just like finishing it off. It's not like you're building something new. All the pieces are there. You're just spreading it out. So maybe an umbrella, according to that, should be permitted because the umbrella is all there, right? You're just opening it. So why is it any different than a folding chair? So the table should be allowed also. The umbrella is a little trickier because the point of the umbrella is to protect you from the sun, as the Be'er Halacha said. But perhaps it's the same as this kisei traskel, this folding chair. Comes along the Be'er Halacha and he says, no. You know why? Because you need to do one more step. Your folding chair, what do with the folding chair? You just open it, right? Are there any clicks? Any knobs? Any buttons? No. You just open it, right? And then nothing clicks into place. But the umbrella, what do you have to do? You either have to press that button. It needs to click in order to stay open. So according to that, it's very different than it's not Ovid Vikoy. It's not just simply there and you just need to unravel it. You have to do an act to click the umbrella to stay. I don't know if you have an old-fashioned umbrella. I don't know, it just opens up. Maybe there's more of that there.
Taking more of a table. A lot of times folding tables do have click.
So you have to click it in. So I'm not sure. Tables, it's not the point. The point is not for the OL. So maybe there's reasons to be lenient.
But there are chairs like that as well.
Yeah, the chairs as well. So maybe that would be different.
But
yeah. So if you have an umbrella open before Shabbos, maybe there's that. That's my next line. One second. Before I get there, I'm saying one more thing. So according to this Be'er Halacha, it would be forbidden because you have to click the umbrella in. Umbrellas are still no good. Comes on the Chaz Nish and gives you a great heter until his last line. He says, there's no OL by making an umbrella. He says, OL is, umbrella is the same exact thing as a folding chair. First of all, it's all one piece. Just like the folding chair is one piece. He also has one piece. He also says, Derech Tashmisho. How do you use it on the folding chair? You unfold it. It's not like you're making an OL. The way that a folding chair is used, it's meant to be closed and open, closed and open. Same thing with umbrella. Why do you use an umbrella? Derech Tashmisho, is it supposed to be closed and open, and closed and open? It's not like you're creating an OL, like you're creating a new thing. That's just its function. The function is that's fine. Therefore, says the Chaz Nish, there's no problem of an OL by an umbrella. So how come in Bnei Brak you don't see people walking around with umbrellas? So what's the pshat? Because you have other problems. It's tikkun mana. You're creating something. You're making making something which was not usable, now usable. It's now created into a kli. Your umbrella, which is folded down, does nothing for you. Once you open it up, it now does something for you. So he says it's tikkun mana. Also he says it's uvda dechol. This is a weekday activity. Weekday activity is to use umbrellas. Therefore, says the Chaz Nish, you can't use an umbrella on Shabbos, but it's not because of making an ohel. So what about, we'll end with the final issue. So what about if it's open before Shabbos? No, if it's open before Shabbos, you're not creating an ohel, right? It should be totally fine, according to Noda Be'er Yehuda, according to the Be'er Halacha. Comes on Noda Be'er Yehuda and says, Marasayin. It's Marasayin. Why Marasayin? Because you know what? If everyone walked into shul with an umbrella open, what would you suspect? Half the people did it on Shabbos, and then no one's going to know. Oh, it's only because imagine it's weird. Who keeps an umbrella opened all the time?
So if you see, forecast on Friday, the
Okay, so you're a chacham, but people aren't going to know that. Says no to be Yehuda. It's not because we're not that reason. Marisayin, no can do. Well, I'll read you the Shmir Shabbos, and we'll end with that, and then I'll tell you something scary from the River of Sephraim. So the Shmir Shabbos, he says very simply, Geder Gadru Gedolei Adoros, they said, She'ein Leftoach Mitria, Oh, Shimshah, B'Shabbos, Shimshah, I'm not sure what that is. I guess, what's a Shimshah? Umbrella also?
Umbrella, okay.
Umbrella, okay. So Mitriah is an umbrella, right? Or Shimshah is another type of umbrella, B'Shabbos, V'Yomtif, K'Shem, Shein, L'Fosch, and you also know how to fold it. And he says, even if they're open from Erev Shabbos, Ein L'Shtamish Bem, you're not supposed to use it. And he says, this the reason is because it's Maris Ayin issue. Comes and he called Rabbi Vadi as well, says the same thing, even if it's open before Shabbos, he says you're not going to use it on Shabbos. Again, Marisayin. Comes along the Rivo Sephraim and he quotes from another posik that says that if someone uses an umbrella on Shabbos and shul on Shabbos, you can't get an aliyah. Why? Because it's worse. Even if you had it open before Shabbos, it's even worse. Because then you're breaking the gedder of Chachamim. The rabbi said, don't use it. And you're trying to use an umbrella on Shabbos. You think you're smarter than them. Therefore, he says, don't give him an aliyah on Shabbos. It's such a big chumrah. We should all be zeichet to observe Shabbos. You get a little bit wet, you get a little bit wet. No, Nishka Farah.